Then the devil left him, and angels appeared and looked after him. But the angels must have been scratching their heads, if they had heads and weren't pure spirits. The angels were used to serving him, myriads of angels in festal robes, and he, the Son of God, on his throne, in divine bliss, in unapproachable light. But here they're serving him, and he's tired and hungry, sand on his hair, sand on his feet, sand on his clothes from the desert. And this is the mystery they see, God plumbing the depths of humility to become not just human, but the lowest of all human beings, out in the desert, tempted by that miserable devil. The desert, in fact, where this takes place, is in the cliffs just above the city of Jericho, a hot, dusty city. And Jericho is still today the lowest lying city on the face of the earth, even below sea level. The symbolism of the descent of God into the lowest points of the world is clear. The saints of the church have seen in this foray of the Son of God into the desert a battle cry. He is out in the desert being tempted by the devil so that he can defeat the devil and lead the way for us. The devil comes against men to tempt them, they say, but since he could not come against the Son of God to tempt him, the Son of God goes out to meet the devil. So what we see in this gospel of the temptation of Christ, therefore, is a battle. And what we see in Lent, of course, is our own battle, but Jesus leading us to victory. Whoever you are, then, said St. John Chrysostom, the 4th century patriarch of Constantinople, whoever you are, that after your baptism suffers grievous trials, do not be troubled by them. For this God gave you arms to fight, not to sit idle. So we're in Lent, and Christ is our model. Now, many people go off things for Lent to lose weight or something like that. But we Christians go off things for Lent because Christ spent 40 days in the desert. He is our leader. And it's worthwhile for us to remember always what is the first Sunday gospel in Lent. It is Christ himself living Lent so as to be our leader. During Lent, it seems to me, we do three things. First of all, we look at the end, at the love of God revealed to us in Jesus. On Holy Thursday, when he gave his body and blood in the Mass. On Good Friday, that great and terrible day when he gave his life for us to open heaven for us. And on Easter Sunday, in his glorious and joyful resurrection. So Lent is all about Jesus. Or, as somebody has said, Lent is for lovers. It is love for Christ that allows me to do anything for Lent. It is thoughts of Christ that motivate me to keep going. And the purpose ultimately is to see Christ in his love for me during the great feasts of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday. The second thing we do in Lent is look in that light on what type of Christian I would like to be, so as to be in some way worthy of these great mysteries. What am I lacking that I need to take on in Lent? Or what do I have too much of that stops me in some sense engaging with this greatness that will be set before me? And the third thing we need to do in Lent is to decide what to do about it. This is where, of course, the speaking stops and the doing begins. And this is where we engage the battle against the temptations, which are already there, thanks to bad habits learned over a lifetime and thanks to the devil's whispering. And when we go out to do battle, let's remember we have a captain in the fight who came down from heaven to already defeat the enemy before even we had started, to show me how it's done, and to show me that it can be done.